It's time for your morning briefing of junior mining and mineral exploration news. You are tuned in to Mining Stock Daily. Now, reporting from the Clear Creek Digital Studios in Denver, Colorado, here's your host, Trevor Hall.
Good day, everybody. Welcome to Mining Stock Daily. This is Trevor Hall. Today is Wednesday, the 1st of April. No April Fool's joke for me today, I promise. The gold price was systematically taken down on Tuesday, with almost the entire price decline occurring in the paper gold markets of London and New York. The first big hit started about an hour before the AM price fix in London. The second price ambush started a little over an hour before the close of the COMEX floor trading. The Mining Stock Journal noted that the COMEX ambush is a quarterly tradition. The newsletter noted that gold closed just below its 50-day moving average, with a retest of the 200-day moving average possible. However, the newsletter's editor said that based on April delivery notices and a massive migration of gold from the eligible and registered designation in COMEX vaults, it appears that there's a possible run on any gold made available for delivery on the COMEX. Also interesting was an appearance of yet another paper gold product, jointly created by the COMEX and the LBMA. The certificate offers a 25% ownership interest in a 400-ounce LBMA bar to holders of COMEX 100-ounce contracts. The Mining Stock Journal said it does nothing other than add another layer of paper derivative fraud to COMEX and LBMA fractional gold Ponzi schemes. We'll get to the news out of the miners and explorers here in just a quick moment, but first a mention of today's sponsor. This episode of Mining Stock Daily is brought to you by Integra Resources. Integra Resources trades on the TSX Venture with ITR and on the OTCQX with IRRZF. Integra Resources is advancing its past-producing Delamar gold-silver project in southwest Idaho through aggressive drilling and exploration. The latest resource estimate released earlier this summer showed approximately 4 million gold equivalent ounces in the measured and indicated category. The maiden PEA for the project established a net present value of $473 million Canadian and an IRR of 43%. The management of Integra successfully sold its previous brownfields project for $590 million in the summer of 2017. Read more about the company and its successful management team at IntegraResources.com. And here's what you need to know this morning. Liberty Gold announced the start of their 2020 exploration season at its Black Pine Oxide Gold property in southern Idaho. On March 25th, pursuant to the COVID-19 containment process, Idaho Governor Brad Little issued a statewide stay-at-home directive that excludes certain essential services, with mining having been designated as an essential infrastructure service. As such, Liberty Gold commenced drilling on the Black Pine Gold Project yesterday. The company's USA-based geological team live within driving distance of the Black Pine Project. Canada-based geologists will remain in-country and will focus on data interpretation, digital modeling, and drill hole targeting. Liberty Gold trades on the TSX with the symbol LGD. Also out of Idaho, Bunker Hill Mining announced the commencement of diamond drilling and sampling programs designed to provide confirmation data on mineral resources in the UTZ, Newgard, and Quill Ore zones. The total program consists of an initial 15,000 feet of diamond drilling from a series of underground drill stations and approximately 4,000 feet of channel sampling. Drilling has already started in the UTZ zone and will conclude there by the middle of May this year. Concurrent and complementary to this, channel sampling has also started in some of the open stopes cut into the ore zone. Bunker Hill trades on the Canadian Securities Exchange with the symbol BNKR. Fireweed Zinc announced a 700,000 Canadian non-brokered private placement being led by the certain large shareholders of the company. Later in the day, they increased the size of the placement to $1 million. The offering will consist of a total of up to 3.3 million common shares of the company at a price of 30 cents per share, with a full four-year warrant exercisable at 60 cents per share, but subject to accelerated expiry terms if the company's shares trade at or above $1 per share for 20 consecutive days. The proceeds from the offering will be used for work related to the company's McMillan Pass project in the Yukon and for general working capital. Fireweed Zinc trades on the TSX Venture with the symbol FWZ and on the OTC markets with FWEDF. We continue to see some financings trickle in over the past week or two, which is a good sign in a very volatile market. So let's welcome back Kai Hoffman of Orin Inc. to give us the weekly update.
Welcome everybody to another Orin Inc. Index weekly update. My name is Kai Hoffman, I'm the CEO of Orin Inc. The Orin Inc. Index increased in the week ending March 27th to 30.33 points from 18.1 points last week as another large bought deal was announced. The number of financings decreased to 18 last week, while only $91.6 million were raised, which resembles a two-week high. But if you take the $75 million bought deal out of the equation, we're down to $16.6 million. The average deal size based on that is $5 million, which resembles a two-week high. But again, if you take the bought deal out, we're left with less than $1 million per financing. The financing highlight last week was Orla Mining, raising $75 million in a bought deal underwritten by Stifel Nicolaus, issuing 30.6 million shares at $2.05 each. Newmont and Agnico intend to participate to maintain their respective ownership positions, as well as Pierre Lassonde. Other major financing openings last week include Alexco Resources opening a $7.5 million financing, Nickel Creek Platinum opening a $1.5 million, Euromanganese a $1 million financing, as well as Revival Gold also opening a $1 million financing. Other major financing closings include QMX Gold closing a $6.77 million financing, Gold Source Mines closing a $6.6 million financing, Copper Fox a $1.48 million, and Explorex a $1 million financing as well. As you've seen, we've seen a lot of discrepancies, a lot of smaller financings happening right now. We expect that to continue while the crisis is continuing here in North America and financings are not as readily available yet. Make sure to sign up for orininc.com. You can see down below orininc.com, the website. Sign up for a free newsletter and stay tuned for another update next week. Thank you for tuning in.
Newmont announced it has completed the sale of its Red Lake complex in Ontario, Canada to Evolution Mining and received cash proceeds of $375 million with future contingent payments of up to an additional $100 million tied to new resource discoveries. Under terms of that $100 million contingent payment, Evolution will pay Newmont $20 million for each 1 million ounces of new gold resources added to the existing Red Lake resource base over a 15-year period. The contingent payment is applicable to the first 5 million ounces of new resources. Newmont trades on the NYSC with the symbol NEM and on the TSX with NGT. And Equinox Gold says it has more than tripled its annualized gold production for this year following the merger of Leagold. The company announced 2020 production and cost guidance of 540,000 to 600,000 ounces of gold at an all-in sustaining cost of $1,000 or $1,060 per ounce. The company may revise guidance during the year to reflect changes to expected results, including from the effects related to the COVID-19 pandemic. Consolidated gold production is expected to increase quarter over quarter during the year, with the fourth quarter benefiting from the addition of gold production from Castle Mountain and the processing of higher grade ore at Los Filos. That's it from us today here at Mining Stock Daily, and we'll be back again today and throughout the week with more news briefings in the mornings and market commentary throughout the days. Be sure to hit that subscribe button if you have not done so already. Mining Stock Daily is distributed over a dozen different networks throughout the world and in proud partnership with the Junior Mining Network. It is produced by Clear Creek Digital and Investment Research Dynamics Mining Stock Journal. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Be well. Mining Stock Daily and its affiliates are not responsible for any loss arising from any investment decision in connection with the material presented herein.